It is the first official day of summer vacation for students in Seattle Public Schools. But as KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, it's also a time of the year that's hard on some families.
For a lot of people, summer is synonymous with fun. But summer can take a toll on low-income families. They often rely on school's free or low-cost breakfast and lunch. And without summer learning opportunities, kids can forget a lot of what they've learned over the school year.
So if they're not getting to either go to museums, or if they're not reading, or if they're not participating in some of these amazing science and technology camps that are out there, they're not keeping pace with their peers, and they're not utilizing their brains in such a way where they can come to school in September where they left off in June.
That's David Beard with Schools Out Washington. His organization works to improve the chances for kids to keep learning during the summer.
But the options are limited.
He says there are low-cost day camps and classes for kids through the Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, and smaller community groups, and some scholarships for more expensive programs. But there's not enough space.
The prospect, I think, is better in that policymakers and K-12 leaders are starting to understand the impact that summer learning loss has on kids.
Seattle Public Library branches still have space in summer classes and events for kids of all ages. As far as summer meals go, community centers, schools, churches, and nonprofits throughout the region offer free breakfasts, lunches, and snacks all summer long. You can find a link to summer meal locations on the KUOW website. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.